Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 2nd, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Union Digital Bank partners with Huawei. Union Digital Bank has announced its partnership with global technology provider Huawei to offer improved financial tools to clients in the Philippines. Glia announces a voice banking solution for its interaction platform. U.S.-based provider of digital customer service, DCS, Glia has announced a voice banking solution for the Glia interaction platform. Microsoft launches Teams payments app for SMBs. Microsoft has partnered with Stripe, PayPal, and GoDaddy to launch a Microsoft Teams payments app to help SMBs in the US and Canada manage and collect payments. Tush buys fintech Mitobit. Italy-based digital payments provider Tush has acquired fintech Mitobit via its subsidiary Global Payments to deliver tailored payment products. True Commerce partners with Miracle. Global supply chain network True Commerce has partnered with SaaS solution Miracle in order to power scalable, profitable, and secure e-commerce growth. India, Russia explore RuPay and Mir cards acceptance. India and Russia have discussed the possibility of enabling RuPay and Mir card acceptance in each country for simplified payments amid sanctions imposed on Russia by the West. Chase and Amazon augment the Amazon Visa card portfolio. UK-based bank Chase and Amazon have announced new benefits and features on the Amazon Visa card portfolio, along with updated designs. Spryker, TrevyPay partner for B2B payments. B2B payments and invoicing network TrevyPay has partnered with enterprise commerce platform Spryker to provide more payment choices for global B2B sellers and marketplaces. FOSS partners with Finance Incorporated. SoftPOS orchestration provider FOSS has partnered with Finance Incorporated to further improve its Paymix brand and digitize the merchant market in Germany. Trellix expands AWS integrations for increased cloud data security. US-based cybersecurity company Trellix has expanded support for Amazon Security Lake from AWS to automatically centralize security data from multiple sources into a pre-built data lake. Crypto.com launches AIMI, an AI-supported initiative. Crypto. CoinHub partners with CHB Holdings to launch a Bitcoin wallet. US-based CoinHub has partnered CHB Holdings to launch a self-custody mobile wallet that allows users to manage their cryptocurrencies on the go. Temasek refutes claims of investment in Array. Singaporean investment company Temasek has dismissed claims of a $10 million investment in stablecoin firm Array as fake news. Revolut goes live in Brazil. Revolut has made its first foray into Latin America with a live launch in Brazil. EBA Day 2023. Speak at the new FinTalks stage. EBA Day, the annual event for payments and transaction banking executives, will return on 20th-21st of June 2023 at IFEMA in Madrid, Spain. Digital Sharia compliant bank Nomo selects Paymentology for multi-currency account processing. Paymentology, the leading global issuer processor, today announces a strategic partnership with Nomo Bank. Nomo, the world's first fully digital Sharia compliant cross-border bank. Global Payments announces CEO succession plan. Global Payments Inc., NYSE, GPN, a leading worldwide provider of payment technology and software solutions, has announced that Jeffrey S. Sloan is stepping down as Chief Executive Officer and a member of the board, effective June 1, 2023. FOSS teams up with Paymix to bring tap-to-pay tech to German and EU markets. FOSS, the global leader in software point-of-sale, soft POS, orchestration for businesses, has partnered with Malta-based company Finance Incorporated to strengthen their Paymix brand and digitize the merchant landscape, bringing contactless card acceptance to any NFC-enabled smartphone or tablet. Nomba raises $30 million pre-Series B to deliver bespoke payment programs for African businesses. Nomba, a leading payment service provider for African businesses, has raised a $30 million pre-Series B funding round to support the delivery of bespoke payment solutions for African businesses. RV and Searchlight complete acquisition of Netspend for $1 billion. International payments company RV Worldwide, RV, in partnership with funds advised by Searchlight Capital Partners, LP, Searchlight, today completed its purchase of the Netspend consumer business from Global Payments, NYSE, GPN, in an all-cash transaction valued at $1 billion. ShieldPay promotes Andrew Hawkins to CEO, UK and Europe. ShieldPay, the market leader in high-value B2B payments, has announced the appointment of Andrew Hawkins as Chief Executive Officer for UK and Europe. Logarithm selected to detect security threats to Egypt's financial Newark e-finance. Logarithm, the company empowering security teams to navigate the ever-changing threat landscape with confidence, has partnered with eFinance, a subsidiary of eFinance Investment Group, to rapidly detect and mitigate threats in Egypt's digital payment security ecosystem with Logarithm SIEM, Logarithm Security Information and Event Management, SIEM, solution. Connie Payments tapped by UK Green Neobank Frost to strengthen reconciliation and scheme reporting. Connie Payments, the disruptive global data reconciliation and reporting pioneer, has been selected by UK climate-conscious Neobank Frost as its preferred platform for settlement reconciliations and payment scheme reporting. ChatGPT Investment Fund smashes the UK's 10 most popular funds. A fictional fund generated by ChatGPT is significantly outperforming the average of the UK's 10 most popular funds, which have collectively lost 0.8% in value over the same time period. Fresh Equities raises $4 million, rebrands to Investor Hub. Australian startup Fresh Equities has rebranded to Investor Hub and has secured $4 million to help public companies bridge the communications gap with investors. TNS completes build-out in Canada. Transaction Network Services, TNS, has deployed network connectivity in all major Canadian financial exchange markets in a series of partnerships announced today. Deutsche Bank to acquire Numis. Deutsche Bank today announces that it has reached an agreement on the terms of a recommended all-cash offer for the acquisition of Numis Corporation PLC. Xcube launches retail trading platform in the UAE. Dubai-based fintech company, Xcube, has unveiled its latest digital investment and trading platform for stocks and derivatives in the UAE. The app is now downloadable on both the App Store and Google Play. GCEX names Saxo's Tillman Schultz head of partnerships. GCEX, a leading digital prime brokerage, has appointed Tillman Schultz as head of partnerships to accelerate growth in Europe, in particular for the recently launched Explore Digital Trading Solutions. 4 insights into the growing power of debit. It's an undeniable fact, consumers of all ages love their debit cards and are increasingly reaching for them at checkout. Recent regulators shut First Republic Bank, J.P. Morgan to buy $330 BLN assets. First Republic Bank, FRB, has fallen over, but the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, is closed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. TrueLayer partners with Topps Tiles. Open banking platform TrueLayer has partnered with UK-based retailer Topps Tiles to implement instant bank transfers to its retail and trade clients. Paymentology partners with Nomo, a digital Sharia-compliant bank. UK-based issuer processor Paymentology has formed a strategic partnership with Nomo Bank, a fully digital Sharia-compliant cross-border bank. Mamo partners with Checkout.com. UAE-based fintech Mamo has chosen Checkout. Teamwork Commerce launches self-checkout solution. Global retail management software Teamwork Commerce has launched an RFID-powered self-checkout solution looking to simplify the checkout process for in-store customers. Pine Labs partners Assisi Bank to accept digital rupee payments. India-based Pine Labs has partnered with Assisi Bank to accept digital rupee payments at its point-of-sale, POS, terminals. MasterCard works with Web3 companies to launch crypto credentials. US-based MasterCard has joined forces with several Web3 partners to launch crypto credentials in a bid to improve the reliability of crypto transactions. SaaS DLT platform for post-trade S-Simple launches. SS-Simple, a SaaS DLT platform that aims to fundamentally change the way standing settlement instructions, SSIs, are stored, shared, and enriched across the financial services industry, today launched its post-trade offering following an extensive testing period. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.